It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You still owe me another month's rent. So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises before Friday.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
How about that?
How about you? Ah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. A little later on in the broadcast, we're going to have our Extreme Intern Makeover.
All right.
With Pater. Now, apparently, Beth Ann and Katie went out last night and bought Pater a full set of brand new clothes.
They were both very excited.
You can go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and look at our website and see the before and after pictures of Pater. We're very disappointed that on July 30 he got a haircut because we have the whole grooming people. They're in here today from the grooming lounge.
It's not like he doesn't still need help.
Well, I hope we can shave his head. Without further ado, let's get right to it. We're talking about low-budget cinema, ladies and gentlemen, and the best kind of low-budget cinema.
The best kind.
Let's bring in this icon from the university that gave us our president, George W. Bush.
From Yale.
The man himself, Lloyd Kaufman. Let's bring Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd.
Welcome,
hey.
Lloyd.
How are you? Step right in. Have a seat. That's your microphone, sir. How are you?
Great. Oh, you know, it's so nice that everyone loves me so much.
Well, they do.
You know, there's a story behind this. Because
Beth Ann
books you on the show, and I'm flying along, and I see the title of your film. And I, like many people...
You mean Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead?
Way to promote it. And I don't know anything about it. And I dive into the website, and I see the trailer, and I go, oh, my God. And then I start reading about you. And I had no idea that in the world of this kind of underground cinema, you're legendary. I mean, you've made thousands of films or been involved in thousands of films. And I look at this trailer and I go, oh my God! Mm-hmm. And then I start reading about everything you've done, from the influences, the people that you have discovered, and you've influenced people like the Farrelly brothers and Quentin Tarantino. And then you look at this movie, Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead, and I go, what the hell is going on? But strangely enough, I see the trailer, and I want to see more.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. I watched it to the very end.
Lloyd, I don't know where to start. I saw the trailer. This may be the goriest film ever made. This is truly, truly incredible.
Well, it's certainly the very first. Poultrygeist is certainly the very first chicken Indian zombie movie with singing and dancing. That I can guarantee you.
I'm not giving anything away when I say the basis of this film is they build a chicken restaurant on the grounds of on an Indian burial ground. Is that where the trouble starts?
Well, it's a satire against the fast food industry, basically.
Right.
And also skewers some of the multimillionaire limousine liberals.
So it's a message film?
Well, it's a massage film.
Where did you come up with zombie chickens? Is that do you decide instead you're not going to go after beef, you're going to go after chicken? Is that where did
well,
that come from?
Chickens are funny.
Chickens
funny,
are funnier.
Right?
Yes,
they're
absolutely.
Definitely funny.
Yes,
and they suffer. Mm-hmm. They suffer. They suffer. Billions of them are put to death. They don't even with a cow they have to be knocked over the head before their throats are slit. Chickens just screw them. They dump them in the boiling water, and they squash them or whatever they do. No, they don't even put them to sleep.
Now, are you a vegetarian? Are you?
I'm a fishitarian.
So you eat fish primarily?
Yeah, they're just vegetables.
You ever see those? Have you seen some of those reality shows where they're out on the boat though, catching cod, dragging the bottom? That's pretty nasty.
Hey, watch
too.
Your language. Dragging the bottom. This is family TV. Here
you know this appears to be.
Where's Buzz?
Right Buzz here. Is right here.
Hi, very nice to meet you.
We asked the same question.
We always ask. Sometimes he just doesn't show up. For
Rob
work,
Spiewak.
Very, very
fit.
Rob Spiewak's right over here.
I hate him.
He's the one that we hear about in Tromaville.
Now,
when
this film is, it's a satire against the fast food industry. When I'm reading about this, is it an accurate description when you're talking about low budget? Because when I look, it may be called a low budget movie, but I mean, I'm imagining, your janitorial bills finishing this film have to be astronomical. This particular film. You got a lot of special stuff going on. I mean, as far as to do the gore, that's not cheap, is
well,
it?
If you come to the Cinema Arts Theater tonight, the Midsummer's
I'll
Night
give you your
Scream
plug, Lloyd.
At 6:30 through 11, you will see we have thousands of people in this movie. If this movie...
You have a lot of extras.
If Poultrygeist, we don't say extras. We say actor persons because everyone is equal on the trauma set. But if this were made the normal Hollywood way, you'd be talking at least... $20, $30, $60 million.
Wow!
Troma made the movie. We made the movie for about $500,000.
Now, Troma Pictures,
35mm, folks, brand new print, fresh in from Cannes or one of the French film festivals.
Uh-huh. Troma Pictures is Lloyd's company that you founded a while back.
1974.
Give us some of your other titles that people might know.
The Toxic Avenger.
That's his famous one. The Toxic Avenger, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows that one.
Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High. everyone loves Bloodsucking Freaks. Surf yes. Nazis Must Die.
I remember that.
Oh, you
Tromeo
made that.
Romeo and Juliet. Well, we didn't make it, but we distributed it.
Mm-hmm. So and you're in your own little world. You're kind of a mogul in this kind of... is this cult cinema? Is this what this would be called? Or?
Trauma cinema. Cult is... I would say it's more llama than cult or maybe baby.
Where does it... Baby. Along the lines of, say, I think of a movie like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which everybody has. They play in art houses all over America. Everybody goes out and sees these films. Your films...
Nobody goes out and sees my films. That's the difference.
Nobody sees your films.
Stay in.
If you come to the University Mall tomorrow.
This is a man that has struggled to promote his films over the years. Go ahead, plug away.
Very good. I've written some books, by the way. One is called Make Your Own Damn Movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I talk about how important it is. If you want to be an auteur filmmaker, if you want to control what you're doing, you can't be afraid to go out and sell. A lot of young artists feel, I'm an artiste. I'm not going to go out there and lower myself to be a merchant.
Right.
And Picasso did. Mm-hmm. And Van Gogh, even though he cut his ear off, he didn't.
And welcome Picasso, to the world. And Lloyd, listen, you're among friends here because welcome to the world of whores.
Yeah.
We are all the
fact,
biggest
whores. I have a chapter in Make Your Own Damn Movie called Whoring for Your Art.
Whoring for Your Art.
It's worth
That's
it.
What we've done for 25 years.
Four
as long
hours
as you
a day.
Don't compromise the art. As mm-hmm. long, in other words, when I'm making the movie, Poultrygeist, there are no compromises other than two that my wife forced me to put
What in. Were the compromises? Because I saw the trailer. I didn't see any compromises in that trailer.
Well, and one, I'm in the movie and I dance around in a thong. And at one point, my twins fell out of the thong and it was in a very climactic song.
Sure.
And Buzz knows about this.
Of course I do.
I lap dance.
You see how he's latching on to you already? You see how he's latching on to you? See, he just senses your free spirit.
He knows I like the quirky.
Yeah. Yes.
And I did a lap dance. We were at the man.
That's right.
At any rate, my twins held the song, and it was on camera, and the song was my best rendition of the song that I sing in Poultrygeist.
Now, Poultrygeist has a musical element to it, too.
Yeah.
I saw the one with the Muslim woman who's dancing. There's a musical number in the kitchen.
Suicide. She dances with the Hasidic rabbis.
Yes, and movie, kills herself at the end, which is a lovely touch
but
there.
But that it's, song was not in the final version of the film. That's going to be on the DVD as an extra.
Oh.
We had to remove that from the movie because the film was too long and the focus groups, you could see that it stopped the action.
That's where they drew the line.
Well, no, it stopped the action. It wasn't that they drew the line. Uh-huh. It's just that you could see the audiences were involved in the plot.
Broke the momentum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, the film does open nationwide in select cities tomorrow. It'll be out on DVD the day before Halloween, which is an appropriate time for that to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You graduated from Yale University. And that's where my grandfather graduated from.
I thought we weren't
going to
talk about
it. You don't think of, Skull and Bones. You think of, presidents. You think of John Kerry, George W. Bush. And then you don't think of a guy that's making these low-budget horror films
Bush
here.
Bush was in my class. The greatest president since Abraham Lincoln was in my class at Yale University.
Why do I have trouble believing you, sir?
I have a movie right here that I made for my class of 1968 called The Splendor and Wisdom. I made it.
The only one I didn't get deep into. What is that movie about? What is Splendor and Wisdom?
It's about Reverend William Sloan Coffin, a great hero of the 60s.
Oh. Freedom, an anti-war protester in the,
exactly,
in the 60s.
Exactly, got indicted. At any rate, he and Bush are in this, and I made it pro bono for my class of 1968.
Now, what is President Bush's
thinking.
Role in the Splendor and Wisdom? What does he say during that era?
This movie was made during our 35th reunion, and mm-hmm. I was asked to film the speech that Coffin was giving because he was going to be dead real soon.
Right.
And he had seen Romeo and Juliet, and that like did it to him.
Coffin was like the Berrigan brothers, right?
He was much classier. He was amazing, and they were cool too. But mm-hmm. he was what a wordsmith. I mean, unbelievable speech. So then I figured, well, instead of just doing the speech, I'll go down to the White House and get a little Bush because he had invited us The president invited our class down to the White House for a reunion.
But he doesn't. So he's not counting on you rolling in when he did that, right?
Well, we had some good time.
I'm sure.
I was invited to be.
Is he really in your class, Lloyd?
Yes, yeah, and in fact,
what's he like? I mean, did you party with the guy or what?
No, I never met him. I was. I hung out with the losers.
What were you? Now were you?
And you still never met him?
Were you a wild man when you were in college? Is that
no? Definitely.
I mean,
still,
you kind of
wild man.
You're a smart guy. Got to be smart to get into Yale University, and then you get out of Yale.
Hey, you just said Bush was in it.
You get out of Yale and you start making these immediately. You start making these kind of movies, right?
I bought into the auteur theory of filmmaking, Mike, and you know that you should control. You should be the author of your film. You should the director. It's the director's event.
And you don't get controlled by studio executives
right,
or anybody
I
like
bought
this.
Into all that,
and you
so
do what you
there.
Want.
Yep.
But the film, when I based it on the trailer because I haven't seen the film, and I'm sorry I haven't seen it yet. The film almost looks like you're attempting to create cinematically a low budget appearance. Is that accurate at all? Because I mean, you've been in this business a long time. You have some technical equipment. You could, you know, from a cinematography standpoint, you could have a little smoother kind of shot, but it seems like you're almost trying to capture a little bit of a certain look. Is that accurate?
Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead is 35 millimeter, but it's a huge production. It's got chicken Indian zombies. It's got, you know, explosions, transformations, guns, all sorts of special
effects. It's got Ron Jeremy in it.
Ron Jeremy.
Was he a tough get? Was it tough to get him?
Oh, he's a buddy. We've been he's been in my film since the early 80s.
Really?
I'm the first person to use Ron Jeremy in a non-porno movie.
Right. Really?
And he's a very good guy. He does everything for free, and he loves Stroma, and he's a very great expert on pop cinema.
Okay, when you...
He also wrote music for Terra Firma, a movie I did about 10 years ago.
When you do your movies and you say he does it for free, so obviously you don't have union restrictions or any of that kind of stuff when you're making your movies.
No.
Do most of your cast members work for free?
The leads get paid something, but certainly not enough. They get a buyout deal, more than they would make waiting on tables, but not what they should get.
Do you audition? Do you have big league auditions
long audition.
Lloyd, you mentioned earlier that
I want to show Lloyd something that he might be very. He will not be impressed.
Put that
away.
Hold it.
No.
Set that back up.
You mentioned that you made.
If you ever want a union member in your there you are. I'd be happy to be in one of your films.
Nice. Well, I'm in SAG also. Yes, I'm SAG. But
I stole this it's the way I got it. And when I say I stole this, we're doing a little TV walk on like disc jockeys do occasionally, right? And my partner Don Geronimo, who I was working with at the time,
for many years.
We do a take, and we're not supposed to have any lines. And it's this sci-fi, I think Babylon 5.
That's it.
And Don says, we're just supposed to bow to this character who says, "Thank you for the commission, ambassadors." I still remember the line.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing one take, and I look over, and Don says, "Thank you." And I look over, and no, he's going to get a SAG card doing it. So the lighting wasn't right. They reblocked it. They had to do it again. Don says, "Thank you." I said, "Thank you very much." We both got our SAG cards. That's how I got this little thing.
$900
$900 over 30 years. Yeah.
Now, Lloyd, you said earlier that because you made this movie in the Troma way, it could have been a $35 million picture that you made for half a million. What is this Troma way that saves you and makes you do a movie for 1/70th of the cost?
Well, I shoot in sequence. If you shoot in sequence, if you shoot the beginning first and the end, you can rewrite. You can and also we keep everybody there. We all lived in Buffalo in a vacant church for about 3 months.
Wow.
And
that's
had the actors there all the time. So
right.
they anytime
a picture a fun set, like
sure.
Like naked chicks run around, debauchery,
you know,
gay men, straight
you know,
men,
really
everything,
funny.
You know.
The deal with our fast food place, we had to find a bankrupt fast food place because the movie is not pro fast food,
right.
So it was difficult.
You mean you had to find a building that looked like a typical fast food building.
That had closed and that went bankrupt. But the only restriction there was we couldn't have any nudity in the fast food place.
You couldn't do it in the fast food place.
Wow. So we guess where we did do the nudity? We did do the nudity in the church.
Of course.
That we rented.
Yeah,
so
there
we
you
would
go.
Build
very
little,
clever.
We'd build a little piece
that's
of the
restaurant. Stuff that gets a gleam in your eye. Yeah. I see that. You
well,
like
isn't
doing
life
that.
Weird, but it's just how ironic.
Well, you mentioned you're the author, and I just want to congratulate you because there are a lot of funny lines in this movie. I think it's a very funny movie, what I've seen of the dialogue so far.
Well, thank you. Gabe Friedman and Dan Bova. Dan Bova, by the way, is the editor of Maxim magazine.
Oh, also
so
funny.
He wrote the first draft, and then Gabe Friedman came up with the idea. He was our editor for 10 years, and it actually worked in Fast Food.
So you're a rebel. You're on the fringe of cinema. You know, you're not in this mainstream working for this big studios and the executives. You market your own movie. movies. You go out, you do all the, you know, obviously you whore your movies yourself.
Yeah,
that's
course.
What you do.
Yes.
What is your most successful movie,
The Toxic Avenger.
The Toxic Avenger.
I think so, yeah.
And do you ever, I mean, you obviously make a living doing this. This is how you make your living, right?
I put, you know, we have three kids. One went to Yale, one went to Duke, one went to, still in
So
Columbia.
You make a living doing it, yeah. And you're out there. What's the greatest, is your satisfaction going against the grain? Do you like being the rebel? Do you like that? You know, you've been doing this for an awful long time, Lloyd. I'm just trying to get inside your head and figure out what makes you go. Because you look at these movies. I'll tell you the average reaction. I'm showing the trailer to my girlfriend, and she looks at this and she goes, "Oh my God!" Yeah. And you would. A lot of people would react to that. Yet you run the movie in New York and L.A., and you got people standing outside in a line to see one of your films, and they're in there. How do you go? What's the mindset got to be when you go see a Lloyd Kaufman film like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead? That's the question I was trying to.
Very good question. I think the people that go to see a trauma movie, or at least a movie by Lloyd Kaufman, or film de Lloyd Kaufman, I think people who go to see that, they know they may love Poultrygeist, or they know they may hate Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, but they know they will never forget Tromeo and Juliet. They will go on a ride in this cinema they've never had before. They'll be challenged. They'll have something to think about and something that they will take away, which involves genuine emotion. And too many of our mainstream movies today are emotionless.
The genuine emotion, I'm trying to make these connections, Lloyd. I really am, because I'm thinking of the scene. The very first scene I see is some guy with something going in one place, coming out the other, and
I
blood coming
scene,
out of his
yeah.
mouth and all that. A genuine emotion.
I had an emotion.
I also, when I saw this, as somebody who has seen, you know, movies like Hostel and Saw and those movies,
well, you
that
know,
really
Eli,
were...
Eli Roth from Hostel, he acted in Terra Firma.
Right.
He grew up with trauma movies. He showed my brother's movie, Mother's Day, at his bar mitzvah. Eli Roth showed Mother's Day at his bar mitzvah.
Okay, now we're getting
and
somewhere.
And he's a major supporter of trauma.
Now cool. We're getting somewhere because I played on Thanksgiving Day. I drank absinthe with my father-in-law, and I call him my father-in-law even though he's not. Nice. My friend Peter drank absinthe and watched Mommy Dearest and laughed our asses off on Thanksgiving Day. I think we're getting
nice.
Into the same.
Very,
the same. See, nice. You know what I'm talking
very
about.
Sensitive.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Exactly.
Emotion. True emotion.
What I want to mention, though, is names like and listen to these names, ladies and gentlemen, as far as people that have worked with Lloyd Kaufman early in their careers. I'm talking about Kevin Costner.
Well, he's worked his first movie is Sizzle Beach, USA, which he loves.
Beach. I want to get
Kevin
all your
Costner.
Movies.
I didn't direct
I want to spend a weekend.
I did not work with Kevin Costner.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
But I can tell you that Sizzle Beach, USA has the finest breasts.
Really?
Pre-silicone. Unbelievable.
Really?
And,
yet, is it still distributed through Trauma Pictures?
Trauma owns the movie. It's a Trauma movie.
What about Sam Jackson?
He was in Death by Temptation. We financed it.
Okay.
That's a terrific
film. So you have a connection here.
But Kevin Costner loved Sizzle Beach, USA because he went back to the water later on and did a $200 million movie called
Waterworld,
which is Sizzle Beach Part 2.
One of the great cinematic disasters of all time.
And Samuel Jackson, you know, he obviously likes trauma. He did that Snakes on a Plane thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which didn't work, but he tried.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Not everyone can make a trauma
Could you
movie.
Have made that work? Could you have made Snakes on a Plane work?
Oh, definitely. Sure,
how would you
sure.
have made it different?
Use real
question.
Snakes. Use real snakes.
That's a good start. It's a good start.
That was the mistake they made.
I'm going to throw another name.
Also,
I mean,
no script. They might have had somebody write a decent script.
Yeah. I'm just throwing names out at you at random. Dustin Hoffman.
Well, we own his first movie. I've never met the
What
man.
About people you've actually worked with?
Well, Oliver Stone got into movies because I was in making movies. He was going to write a crappy novel, and he started hanging around the movies I was making at Yale. And then it turns out the guy is – and he acted in Battle of Love's Return, my very first sound movie.
And you co-wrote the lesbian thriller Sugar Cookies with him, right?
Sugar Cookies. Well, Oliver was one of the producers of Sugar Cookies.
Ah, I see.
And he – turns out had a huge amount of talent.
I could just get a case of beer and get a stack of all these movies that I haven't seen. And your website? I know you have LloydKaufman.com.
Yeah. Well, Trauma.com.
Trauma.com.
You can get
all these movies.
And they're on Amazon. They're
cool.
At Netflix.
But I would imagine an incredible weekend. You have a Trauma Film Festival. You got enough of these movies to do this.
We have some new films. We have one that came out this month called Special Needs, about
so
a new reality
good.
Show with the,
gotcha.
The people with special needs. It's very amusing. I mean, it's witty.
You're speaking to our audience.
You are talking to our audience right now.
And whereas Poultrygeist is very sophisticated, But Special Needs is really a wonderful, wonderful
film. All right,
film.
Can we? Would you take some calls from our listening audience?
Would you mind?
You've got some fans out there.
Anyone who calls in, I think they ought to know that when they come to the master class tomorrow at the University Mall Theaters, they will have an opportunity to win some Troma DVDs. Some of the very, very... And I will sign.
Can you hang out for one more, part of one, the next break a little bit? Can you give us
sure.
a little more time?
Of
All right.
Course.
Oh, we're here with Lloyd Kaufman. The movie is Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, 877-365-3636. I'm trying to figure him out. I still haven't yet.
I
don't think I should try
Just
so hard.
Just enjoy.
You like to talk to Lloyd about, and you're a fan. He's got a lot of fans out here.
He sure does.
DC
We've heard from a lot
country.
Of people.
I got a copy of it.
Hey,
he gave me a copy of it.
Congratulations.
Poultrygeist. I know what I'm going to. What's that?
No.
All right, go ahead.
It's not the film. It's the songs. It's the Kara.
I can listen to it in the car on the way home.
Well, also, you can sing along. It's visual.
It's a karaoke
you can sing with the actors. You see,
Kara Yolk. Yolk is Y-O-L-K.
I see.
I catch on.
Your calls for Lloyd Kaufman and more fun and more thrills when we come back.
Poultrygeist is my foul
movie. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.